This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to U.S. shoppers, surprising analysts with all their shopping. Average hourly pay has gone up 4% over the last year at a time when prices went up just over 3%. That means people do have more after-inflation money to spend, but that doesn't add up to financial security. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Last year, as prices rose, so did wages, especially for low-income workers. Leisure and hospitality pay shot up by double digits. But no longer, says Tulane economist Gary Hoover.
At the bottom, we're absolutely seeing those gains are stalling out.
And that's squeezing many families' finances, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
Our lower-income members are really struggling, and the main reason for that is the rate of inflation has come down, but the weight of inflation keeps going up.
That weight is the cumulative effect of 2 years of sharp price hikes for food, transportation, rent, costs which he says
make up a huge percentage of lower-income people's budgets.
And adjusting to higher prices is hard, says Gary Hoover.
Some folks are hoping that prices are going to start falling to return to where they were before.
But once prices go up, they rarely come down again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.